All right, we are plugged in and ready to rock and roll. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam, and Jason Woodforth has made an appearance. He's back.
He's back.
He's actually back, and it's good to have Jason on as always. Busy times indeed. There's no use trying to cover everything we've lost, Jason, because we just moved forward. I'm sure there's probably a few things that are pressing and you want to dig up again from the past, but we are moving so quickly that I've got to jump on to my Night Watch podcast every night I'm not on with guests. I was on last night, Sunday night, just covering all the little bits and pieces and the elections and what's happening there and all sorts of stuff. And, of course, the WHO treaty, which is going to sign all our sovereignty over to them, which we'll chat a little bit about. So just a lot of pressing things happening in 2022, a lot of psyops, shootings, floods, a lot of confusion, distractions to, you know, distract the mob away from the jabs. And, you know, now the flu shots, the flu's come back after 2 years, made an appearance. I sent you a video. Yep. And now the flu is deadly. COVID isn't. The flu's deadly now and all this. So we'll discuss that in our time today. Everything's up on my website, krazfiles.com. Enjoy, folks. And shoot us an email about anything, anytime. How you been, Jason? Very busy, huh?
It's been two months. I think it's been about 2 months since we chatted. And like, seriously, in the last 4 weeks, I've literally sat down at my desk, like not even a half hour per day. I've just been that busy doing stuff. So, I'm finally back. But, mate, the first thing I want to start with is the message I gave, was the thing I said approximately, you know, it would have to be 12 months ago. And I said 12 months ago, mark my words, we are still here. This isn't going away. And we'll be speaking about this again in 12 months' time. And here we are, about 12 months later, and still, what, 2 years and 2 months odd of this whole fucking bullshit pandemic scam, right, is, well, let's talk about North Korea first up. So North Korea has never had a case. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, has cases left, right, and center, and they've got fever deaths, fever, as in I've got a fever. Now, what's fever equal in gematria? Well, drum roll, 56. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, for people who forgot the gematria stuff, 56 is the big number encoded within coronavirus. Toilet paper equals 56, government 56, I think mind control 56, Anthony Fauci 56, the governor of California, was it Chris Cuomo? I can't remember. I've forgotten so much stuff, but I know his name equals 56. And he said at the very beginning 2 years ago that in 8 weeks, which is 56 days, that 56% of people will get it in California. You can't make this shit up. And here we go. North Korea starts the fever flu, or the fever coronavirus, that they're dying from the fever. It also equals 29. And what's 56 and 29 both equal? We need to add them up. 11. What's 11? 11's the master number. That's why you see a lot of things with 11 coded in them, 22, 33, 44, et cetera. But also anything that adds up to 11, such as 38, 47, 56, 65, 74. A lot of deaths at 74 years of age, you'll see. A lot of deaths at 29 years of age. This has not stopped. People, we are still here. And let me just roll through some news. I've just opened up channel9.com.
Oh, you've opened up the coffin, mate.
36 more deaths. But what's 36? It's three sixes. And there's another news article. She spent 36 years disguised as a man. I mean, you can't make this shit up. And another one, girl 14 allegedly sexually assaulted by a man 28. 14 times 2, 28. I mean, this is just mockery, the mockery. And these latest mass shootings, Adam, the one you sent me, I, you know what, it's kind of more believable than the New Zealand Christchurch one, which was as fake as fuck as we know. But in halfway through the video you sent me, the woman that's already been shot that's on the ground gets shot again in the head, literally at point blank. There's not a bit of blood that comes out, nothing. I mean, people stop believing this shit. And, you know, the mass one that I think, again, you sent me, where someone walks back through as everyone's running out, this brave soul's walking through, The people who are running out look like they're acting. And when they get up there, the guy's holding a screwdriver in dead on the ground. Pretty sure it was a mass shooting, not a screwdriver attack. You can't make this shit up.
Yeah, this is the Buffalo shooting. The breaking news is that the authorities are interviewing the parents of this suspect in the deadly Buffalo, New York supermarket shooting. And it's a weird kid with a mask on again. And he says he's 18-year-old accused shooting and killing 10 people at a New York supermarket, according to the official documents. So as I showed you that video, and he's live streamed it. So same point of view shooting, as that's why I was bringing that up in Christchurch. It was the new point of view shootings. They're going into the video game style, which desensitizes the public, because, you know, how many millions of kids say, I play games like that every single day.
Correct.
I play video games like that, exactly like that, exactly, you know. So they get desensitized. They don't feel anything for those people who are supposedly getting killed and shot in the head. And so it's not as brutal. And so this is how they're desensitizing the public as well. So they've done it again with this one. And I sent that video, it was put up on the Telegram. And he stops the car. He gets out of the car. He loads the weapon. And you see this pure actor, a woman in blue, walking down. It's even acting walking. You can see that they're not naturally walking. It's acting.
Yeah.
As soon as he gets out the car, he loads, and he's got all this gloves and body armor kind of stuff on, and this weapon. It's point of view, like exactly like a video game, Call of Duty and all those ones. And he starts unloading this automatic weapon into this woman in blue, who flops forward like a tree. I mean, how's that going to happen?
Yeah.
If you shoot someone from 10 meters away, or 5 meters away with a weapon like that, aren't they going to go back and to the side and like boom, 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 you know? Like, this woman gets shot with this weapon and doesn't move at all, just flops forward on the ground. It's so weird. And then, as you said, there's a scene in there with a black guy on the ground with a mask on, and he reloads and shoots him in the head. But if you pause it and blow it up, there's no blood. There's no splatter. There's no bullet coming from the gun. And there's just like this foggy kind of look to it. It's all absolutely staged. These people make fucking movies, and that's staged.
Yep.
Now, in some of these attacks, we might not know if there's a mix of real or fake or staged or whatever. You don't know anymore. But that looked completely set up. And what is it? He's a neo-Nazi, demonizing white people. All white people. Jason, are you white? I'm white. Well, we're all evil Nazis now, because we want to go out and shoot black people in supermarkets. So, you know, this is a desperate attempt to create distractions, take Americans' guns and disarm them, and bring in this whole stupid racist agenda that the Biden government wants to bring in. And we already see. So the whole rise of the neo-Nazi thing, and white people are dangerous now, and we're going after the black people to shoot everyone. And this is going to bring in mass censorship and all sorts of new restrictions through the government as well, believe me. So it creates a whole trigger of so many different effects that we're going to see on the back of this. Yeah. But it's totally fake. But the public keep falling for it, because they do make it look brutal. And it's interesting that they've gone for the point of view shootings now, because everybody's on social media. All the kids are constantly on their phones, and it must have a psychological and deep effect on them. It really does. It's trauma-based mind control. But also, as I said, yeah, it desensitizes, because they look at material like that every day. So it's like, yeah.
That's it. And that's the whole idea of desensitizing the kids with all the games with blood going everywhere. But let me just go back to the 2016 game where, when they were shooting, as they were going through, there was a big container, because I've mentioned this before, and on the container is written, the virus is a hoax. So they even put the truth in these games as well. And people just, you know, and you can show people who are just mindless sheep. You can show them so much evidence. They'll just go, no, 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 no. And that's where we're at. And those people wearing masks, especially here in Brisbane, and, mate, I was surrounded by 8 mask wearers the other day. I said to my wife, I said, Ange, there is like, look, 1, 2, 3. There was 8 just right within 5 metres of us. I'm like, oh, you can't.
It's really serious. It's really like zombies in a zombie movie, isn't it? because the mask makes them look like zombies. When they put the mask on, it turns you into a zombie. That's what the zombie. That's what the zombie movies were, folks.
Yeah,
they were showing. They really are zombies. When you've got them standing around you like that, they look like zombies. You're in a zombie movie when you're like that.
Seriously,
you're like, holy shit.
If you haven't worked this plandemic hoax out that makes no sense, wear masks, don't wear masks, get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. This country's had no cases and then all of a sudden it's got cases. The genomic, the word genomic and inoculation, but, you know, this country did it this way, this country did it that way. We had more deaths, they had less deaths for different reasons. Like nothing makes sense. If you are on the page of, COVID's real, but it's just a more worst case than the flu. If you're still on that page, wake the motherfuck up, okay? They've never isolated it. Never. The PCR test can test for anything and just blows anything out of proportion. If you just still think there is COVID, but it's not as bad or it's just worse than the flu, wake up. There's no COVID. If you've got flu-like symptoms, guess what you've got? The flu. If you've got a cold-like symptoms, guess what you've got? A cold. If you've got measles-like symptoms, what have you got? Chances are you haven't got a broken toe. You've got measles. So stop flipping this around and get off the mainstream page, okay, or mainstream narrative. And I know, Adam, for most of your listeners, they're not on that page. But for just one or two that might be still going, oh, but no, it's still real. No, wake up. It's not real. Now, something's coming that will be real, and I dare say the first one's going to be from – and I've got to go back to mass shootings in a second. I dare say it's going to be from the vaccines – that the ones that got the deadly ones are going to start dropping because I've got a friend of mine who wore a double mask and this triple boost and got as sick as dog twice. Her very close girlfriend of hers, her husband died about 2 weeks ago, dropped dead in the kitchen, 36 years of age.
Yes, we're hearing a lot of this.
Yep. So I do believe, and then they'll start blaming that on potentially COVID. Remember, you've got Songbird, the movie set in 2024 about COVID-23. So it's not finished. You've got the SPARS pandemic simulation, which was done in 2017 from memory. SPARS comes out at 2025 through to 2028. And on the news today, to back that up, scientists predict 3 COVID-19 scenarios over the next 5 years. So this is not going away. We're talking about this every year. Every year for the next 5 years, and I'm going to say till 2029 to bring in Agenda 2030, which the World Economic Forum has tweeted twice now, once the other day, and I think a couple of years back, that by 2030, you'll own nothing and be happier. Why have an adult, a group of adults tweet that? It's kind of like was the World Economic Forum did the big giant wheel of scenarios over the next X amount of years, which would have been a document that would have just taken years to prepare. And it came out within minutes of COVID coming out. They don't make all these documents for shits and giggles. Ted Ross? No, it was Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab's Great Reset, a 213-page document. What, it was just not, yeah, didn't have nothing to do one night, just said, I'll just write out this 213-page document. They're not writing out a 213-page document called The Great Reset for shits and giggles because it's not going to happen. It's going to happen. Get ready, people. We are still here. This is not going away. And this shit show, sadly, has more to come. And is that doom and gloom? No, it's reality. It's reality, and we've got to be real about this. Now, hey, I'm about to change jobs. I'm setting up something new on the website, which I did last year, doing something more this year. I ran a couple of shows this year, got another couple in next season. I'm still living my life, but at the same time, even though I haven't been back on with you, Adam, for a while, we've still been chatting and whatnot and keeping aware of what's going on. I'm still not going to any of the marches at the moment because they just don't get it. I'll go to the march where we sit in and we never move. Okay, that's the only march that's going to win because look what's happened with all the marches, the protest marches. Nothing's come of it. And we've got our election this Saturday, so it'll be very interesting to see here in Australia whether the blue or red team gets up. I'm tipping a red steamroll. I reckon that the Labor Party is going to come in massive. It'll be just like an absolute cakewalk. They'll just smash the Liberals and Nationals to a pulp. but we'll see. But sorry, going back to mass shootings, Sandy Hook was the biggest fake mass shooting of them all, and the people bought it. The guy, Adam, what's his name? I can't remember his last name. He weighed 112 pounds. Why did they mention how heavy he was? And who put him on a set of scales? When was the last time someone got booked for something and said, jump on the scales, we need to report how heavy you were? This 6'3", roughly 300-pound man. No, he was 112. And guess what Sandy Hook is in gematria? 112. Mm-hmm. You can't make this shit up. It's just these mass shootings. And Adam, how many people really know around the world someone that would really go out and do a mass shooting? And why is it only America gets so many mass shootings, like 10 to 1 of any other country, 50 to 1 of any other country? Because it's all by design. It's all set up. It's all as fake as fuck. CIA, FBI, they lead the way. Hey, remember CIA, the 2003 song by Sweet Hot Chili Peppers? Shit, gone blank.
Red Hot.
Where is the love? What's that song? Where is the love? And they said the CIA. We've already got terrorists in this country. It's called the CIA. They put that in their song in 2003.
Yeah, domestic terrorists. CIA
is known for running drugs. They're known for setting up so much stuff. So just don't believe any of the shit. Just watch it to go, okay, what's that distraction for? What's this all about? What freedom are they taking away from us? Such as 2001 was the biggest freedom taker of all freaking time. We lost so much freedom from an inside job that was set up, 33 years beforehand when they started building it 33 years earlier. But do note, we've found some stuff of recent times. There was an airline, a couple of airline posters where they had, they referenced 9/11. Now, this is back in 1956, okay, 56. And they were referencing something that you go, hang on, that actually happened in 2001. So that's how far back the planning for the two Twin Towers to come down was actually set up. And actually, just on the Twin Towers, this scientist predicted the three COVID-19 scenarios in the next 5 years. Well, guess how long this page study was? It was 110 pages long. What's 110? The site of the two World Tower buildings. Okay, and again, let's go back to 56 for a moment. Oh, by the way, the three scenarios, what's three written out in gematria? 56. And what did Boris Johnson release 56 days before the end of the year on remember the 5th of November date? A 56-page document on how to get out of COVID. You can't make this shit up.
Boy, it's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah, and
that's only a tiny bit.
Yeah. The Ukraine war, seriously, if you believe there's anything happening over there at all, I guarantee, like, what someone's noted that Boris Johnson went over there by train. Really? There's a war going on and you're just going to go over there casually by train? Bono was there in one of the underground subway tunnels, and this underground subway tunnel was, like, looking absolutely amazing. Like, it was like, wow, that's, like, really clean and impressive, because it's probably just a movie set. What was he doing over there? Like, wouldn't you be scared to go over there? Who else went over there? Jolly. Jolly went over there.
Sean Penn went over there a while ago, actually. He's making a documentary.
Yep. Come on. And you know what the best one was? I saw this picture of this missile that was in the ground and some cows behind it. And I'm going, don't the missiles explode when they hit the ground? No. And there's another picture then I saw a couple of days ago. There was all these missiles that hadn't exploded. Like, seriously, you got to go back to your manufacturer, people, because they're not exploding.
It's like Roadrunner, isn't it? The Wile E. Coyote from Acme. He's ordered some missiles, they didn't work. It's like a cartoon.
Unbelievable. And look, to keep on going, Flurona. Now, Flurona came here to Queensland about a couple of weeks ago. I don't know what happened. It just came and went. 12 people were diagnosed with it, and all 12 were in hospital. So get ready for Flurona. They predicted the flu and Rona would come back together, and voila, they got it right. They got it right again. I don't know how they do it. Two more things, because we'll try and keep these ones short if we can. We'll go get on more often. Andrew Simons, a cricketer, dying. Look, there's a few sus things about the crash that he was in. It's like Shane Warne, Andrew Simons, and Rod Marsh all in the space of, I'll actually have to look at the spacing of days apart from all those three events. Look, there's just something sus. Like Andrew Simons, a married man with kids, 46, loses control of his car. I'm not buying it. I'm just not buying it. I'm not saying that he hasn't died. I'm not saying he hasn't had a crash, but Jesus, some sus things. And when you can't believe anything in the news, why do we believe this? Is he sacrificed? He dies at 46. What's 46? Well, it's also that Joe Biden's the 46th president. JFK died at 46. Both JFK and Biden, the only Catholic presidents. I just don't know. I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no, but you just got to say for everything we see on the news that we know is fake, like all these shootings, we go, 2001, we go back to the New Zealand one. I mean, like, what is real? I don't know.
And he could have had a heart attack from the jabs.
100%. So therefore,
that's what I said to you. That, you know, in this way, as you said, where people are just dropping dead, yep. It's like a serial killer on the loose now. You know, everyone's had their jabs and they've forgotten about it, and now boom, 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 boom. This guy's gone, that guy's gone, this guy's crashing the car, and how can you trace it back to the jabs?
Yeah,
it's like there's a serial killer on the loose, an invisible serial killer, and it's in everybody's bloodstreams.
Yep,
and you just don't know who's going to drop and when and where.
And remember, Adam, I said last year, get ready for corona car crashes where people have heart attacks or just seizures or whatnot. I remember that woman in the States a good 12 months ago who had the mindset to pull over because she realized a seizure was coming on. And she even said, I've just gone and had the shot and I'm having a seizure. And a daughter buddy filmed it. I mean, get ready, people. The roads are going to be a scary place to be in the next 12 to 24 months.
There's been pilots as well. There was another one just recently where the pilot in the US, I think, had a heart attack and the co-pilot had to land the plane, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that one.
And, Adam, the last one I want to touch on is cryptocurrencies. Now, I just can't believe – like, I listen to a guy called Dollar Vigilante and Jeff Berwick, just because, one, he brings up some good stuff other than crypto, but he's a big crypto man. He tipped crypto at Bitcoin at $3 back in 2010. Now, he's just gone and done something to this Luna coin, L-U-N-A, and it's happened to have crashed around a blood moon or there was some sort of moon event. Like, what are the chances? What are the odds? It got down from $1.12 or $112? I can't remember. It dropped down to 0.000001, right? And then all of a sudden it was skyrocketing back up 70,000% again. I mean, he's big into it. He's made shit tons of money. I mean, I reckon he's made, if not millions and millions, hundreds of millions, if not maybe cracked a billion. And I do wonder whether or not he's in on it and is the truth in plain sight and he's just a psyop or whatever, because he's not missed. He picked Ethereum, he picked Pirate Chain, he picked Monero. He's just picked everything pretty much all spot on. And how can you, when a coin goes and drops 100,000% in like a week and then in one day drives back up 70,000%? This makes no sense. And more so, what's it backed by? It's backed by when I wake up in the morning and how my balls feel. That's how it works. Crypto only works on how you wake up and feel and go, oh, let's all jump in. And as Berwick says, If the 50,000 people listen to them all jump on, it's going to drive the price up. Well, hang on. If you're going to buy Coca-Cola shares or Foster's shares or Microsoft shares, aren't you looking at the performance of the company, tracking their sales, their profits? When was the last time in the last 10 years any cryptocurrency has come out and said, this is the profit we made in the last 12 months, and this is our forecast, like a stock market trade would? No, none, never. I've never seen one, never heard one. So this crypto thing, which keep in mind, the band that released the album last year or the year before, What You Gonna Do When the Grid Goes Down. When the grid goes down, not only the bank's gone, stock market gone, your crypto's gone as well. So make sure you're across all your assets, your gold, your silver, importantly, your crypto, your cash, your stock market, be right across all, and a shit ton of food, because they're engineering the food crisis as we know. And still you go to the supermarkets, and what was out big time yesterday when we went was a paper towel. Now, there's no reason for paper towel to be out. There's no reason for toilet paper. They keep certain items low to keep the fear. Okay, and it's not because they're out of stock. I have worked in FMCG, fast moving consumer goods. They are not out of stock. They're not restocking. Okay, this keeps the people in fear, in panic. Mm. And remember, a mate of mine who caught it, but he just didn't grab it on the screenshot. He heard the boss of Kleenex South Australia say, government told us to stop supply.
Yeah.
So they put those messages out there. So that's what they did. That's how they ran you out of toilet paper. That is how they were doing it all. They're just stopping supply, and all of a sudden you panic. And it's all about keeping you in a state of fear and a state of panic, so you do what your motherfucking told. Good little boys and girls, do what you're told. So this crypto, back to crypto. Mate, I'm in it. I've gone up with it. I've gone down with it. I've got a mate of mine who's like $200,000-$300,000 up because he watches it 12 hours a day. But really, I can't see it like going forwards forever and a day because it's just backed by nothing. There's no forecast of revenue. There's just nothing. I just can't believe the number of coins that are out there. It does my head in because I want to be in it because I know there's actually some easy money if you really follow it hard, but also it doesn't excite me, and it should excite me because I could have made millions on this Luna thing. But and he's given us another tip. What was the other tip? Oh shit! People look into Dero, D-E-R-O, Monero, Pirate Chain, and his latest pick. Oh frig me! I've gone blank on it. But yeah, make some easy money because. But don't be in there for a long time because I reckon it's the shit's got to hit the fan on it. But crypto, it's weird. It's weird. Mm. And one of the cryptos that's owned, Chainlink. Equilibrium. Equilibrium. That's the one he's tipped. So Klaus Schwab from, or is it Ted from The Who? One of those guys owns Chainlink. Now, Chainlink is it's not a coin, but it helps people transfer one of the transactions they've got to do, whatever it is. Now, Chainlink is part of the elite system, so it's evil and being tracked. Equilibrium is a coin or a transfer system that isn't being tracked. It's completely private, such as Monero, Pirate Chain, and Dero. And he's saying get into that. It's like only like 20 or 30 cents at the moment, and he reckons that'll go up 10,000%. So the worst part about this whole crypto shit is there's like about 50,000 exchanges. It just makes no sense. Why is there not just one exchange or one exchange per country like the stock market is? Like you can't trade internationally on the USA stock market unless you sign up. Like I had to go through Westpac, do my local one, and then I had to sign up to be overseas one. But there's not that many exchanges. But this crypto stuff, there's exchanges left, right, and friggin' center. And then all these coins just coming out of the blue backed by nothing. Really, these are just startup companies that are getting funding. That's what this whole thing is. Just I does my head.
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Insane. And, you know, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, actually, I don't know whether it was a big show before we even started recording, the World Health Organization and taking away the sovereignty of these 194 countries coming up. If this happens, what comes in the next 8 years till 2029 before 2030, it could be hell on earth. It just could be.
Hell on earth, mate.
It's going to be.
This is terrifying. And there's not a lot of people covering it, you know, that I can see at all. But, you know, we're hoping to get it out there, and I am seeing some stuff. But, yeah, it's pretty staggering, mate. So they're going for the throat. This is their big one. It's not their final move, but it's a big one. It's a big one, you know. Yep. If we sign up to this, we're fucking in big trouble. This is signing our sovereignty and rights over to them, over to faceless people. So when they can call pandemics, and they don't even have to supply any data or reasons why they're doing it or what it is, really anything. They can just say there is. And I was talking about this the other day. That's interesting. Daniel Andrews did this. He's already has those powers where he can call a pandemic when he wants to, right? And if you look at Victoria, what the police did and everything, that was all through this mob, through WHO and all these people. So I think that was a sign of what could be coming for all of us, is a test. And so this is pretty staggering, because if they call any kind of pandemic, doesn't matter, plant, animal kingdom, people, whatever they want,
yep,
then they that supersedes our governments. So it's not like the government here saying, oh, you're gonna stay inside, or you and I don't want to get the jabs. We don't, that goes away. It's the WHO that comes in now. So, you know, they could say absolutely mandatory jabs now. That's how they could make it mandatory. So if we start signing up to this, we're goners. This is a bad deal. The only politician I've seen that's been raving about it is Craig Kelly. And I did look at some of his posts on Telegram, and they were pretty spot on. And, you know, he was saying, you know, we have got to pull out of this. Apparently, if you sign up, you get 6 months to get out of it. But they're already trying to suck countries into it. But this is basically a world takeover. And who owns them? Bill Gates, right?
Mm-hmm.
WHO. Mm-hmm. So, and he's even come up recently and said that the jabs aren't stopping. There's so many more jabs coming. He's saying until we find more for the new variants coming, how does he know? So he knows what's coming, but, you know, and all these people are going to start getting sick and stuff. There's going to be lots of jabs, you know. He said he's talking about every 3 to 6 months, it'll just be constant jabs for people. He's talking about people over 50, people 65. You're just going to keep getting these jabs. But when you have this WHO people coming in like this, and when our government signed this over to this treaty, we will not have any health rights anymore. It's not like it's been. This is a completely different beast.
Yeah.
This is under them now. So look at Andrews, Victoria, the police forces shooting people in the back, lockdowns, the whole thing. And Bill Gates, he put Australia up on a pedestal. He was having multiple orgasms, Jason, about and what the government did to us here. He thought that was the best in the world because it's a China communist model, you know. All this shit going on in China, that's the model. And what happened in communist Victoria under the communist Andrews regime, the dictatorship, that is a absolute reflection of what we're going to all face if this goes ahead. Because you're not going to be dealing with Australian police. It's going to be like Victoria, and they're going to ship them all in, mercenaries.
Well, Adam, you pointed out the $60 million training facility for those Melbourne police.
Yes, what are they doing that for? Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah. These Melbourne police, which will probably have some China. Remember that they had a whole heap of cops go through, I think it was during a masking time in Melbourne, and like a dozen of them were all Chinese. Yes. It's like, okay, I don't get a lot of Chinese down there, but it was like you were all Chinese. So yes. The question is, are they already there, and that training facility is to train up more Chinese military? You know, I got nothing against Chinese. I got a lot of Chinese mates, right? But they're using Chinese people because they're very obedient. Same as Japanese.
That's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
If the Chinese people wake up and say, that's it, we're done, it's over. I mean, if they go bananas, like they, you know, I've got to give it to them in Hong Kong. They got guts.
Yeah,
you know, they're still doing really heavy shit, in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. They're burning stuff, and it's starting to get uneasy there. But they crushed them, I know, but they got some balls. The people of Hong Kong, they will do something. The general Chinese, they're so brainwashed. They're so under mind control because they've been under this communist system for so long. But if they wake up, and I hear they're getting antsy, they're getting funny. They're starting to get pissed off a bit here. We need them to just go bananas. And if we get this in India and all these places, it's game over. We need billions of people getting the fucking shits here. And we need to start tearing down walls here. Otherwise, we're gone. If they sign this over, we're not even in trouble. This is terrifying. This is an international body of faceless people, and we don't even know who they are, having complete control over our lives. You know, and what is Daniel Andrews doing in Victoria? He's basically trying to make it illegal to grow food and your vegetables in your own home. You know, that's what's happening now. And they can actually send people in without a warrant into your house to test your soil whenever they want. So this is where they're going now. They're going to start having the viruses for the animals and the plants, right? So they come into whole places and say, your animals have got this. We just tested and they've got this. Kill them all. This is how they're going to take out all big business and make us eat all the artificial meat. I went through this on an article. Bill Gates, all these people, the players are involved in this. They're going to have these horizontal factory places all in the cities all over the world where they're going to grow all this stuff. They're going to grow it all the veggies and the meat that we need. So all the system that we know is going to go out the door because this is the great reset. Yep. And it's not just about COVID-19, the virus. They're moving away from that, you notice now? And we're starting to go into it. And this is what I was saying the other night, mate. We'll just finish off with the elections. But this climate stuff, if you look at what they've done with a story about a virus and you look at how severe that was, imagine what they can do with the climate shit. Mm-hmm. You know, when they start bringing that in, that's, you know, that you're a threat to the world, you know, it's like shit. Try to comprehend that, folks. Climate lockdowns and all sorts of stuff, sanctions, embargoes, you know, against countries who aren't doing so, you know, and we can see with some of those African presidents, they tried to ban the WHO in their nations and they got murdered and they got replaced by new presidents who suck up to the WHO. So they just murder people. This is crazy. Yeah. And so I'm seeing it kind of rattling a bit here. But you know, at least under Trump, he was pulling out of the WHO. If you remember, in the UN, he said they're too close to China, and he was getting out, and they didn't like it. But now Biden, he's gone back on all that, and he's shaking to sign this treaty with the WHO, which is going to sign all of our rights away. We will have no health rights. When they call a pandemic, you're done. There's no laws anymore. Our government, you don't answer. They don't answer to anybody. These people do. It's crazy, you know. And so a Labor win, as you said, which is horrifying to even think about, this year is communism. Labor and Greens is communism, pure communism. And this Albanese, who isn't even a joke. It's not even laughable how pathetic this idiot is. It's dumb and dumber on steroids. That's what we have this year. So unfortunately, folks, in Australia, every 3 years, we have to go through this absolute nonsense. Go back, folks. Have a look. You know, go back to Gillard and Rudd and Abbott and Howard and Hawke and just go back through all the years. Have a look at every 3 years. What choice do we get? Actually, over the last years, we've had no choices. We've had no independence. We've had nothing. It's just been a Liberal or a Labor win. But looking at the elections, Jason, on Saturday, I think this is really it. What I've been saying is, yes, I know people don't even believe in government and everything, but you can't stop it. There's going to be an election whether you're into it or not. And one of those guys is going to get in whether you want it or not. So my idea is that we have to try and have a split here, even a hung parliament, which is going to change things around, because we have to hold certain people to their words. Clive Palmer's party and some of these, they've promised a lot of things, and we have to see if we can get there. What's your thoughts on all of this? Because a lot of people are saying this is probably the most important election of our time. Well, I think that we have to start somewhere, and I'm not putting all my eggs in the election basket, but we're basically fucked here. And I think if we can have a change within the government, it might buy us some time into next year. And if we cannot sign this treaty, I don't know. But, you know, a lot of people just think it doesn't matter how you vote. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you do. This is all planned. Whereas a lot of listeners and a lot of people out there think that this could be a way to at least have that change spark that we might be able to have a bit of time here, because, you know, I do see some good senators in there like Rennick and others. They've actually come out, you know, and they're saying good stuff. And there's a few against Andrews now. Some sent you a video of a lady there standing up against him because he is a dictator. And there's some good ideas flowing. And I just don't see what choice we have this year. Are we just going to give up and say, look, we're all fucked. Doesn't matter who you vote for. And we're just going to unanimously vote for Labor. Or is it better to have a hung kind of parliament where things are more difficult? And I know you served, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, under Campbell Newman.
Yeah.
he's looking at, he's got this Liberal Democrat Party, which seems to me a lot better than the ScoMo Liberal Party. If you're looking at, and I know some people who have been talking about this, they seem to be doing well. I don't know about Campbell. I know you know about him. He seems like a bit of a straight shooter. I don't agree with a bunch of stuff he says, but I have heard some of his interviews, and he doesn't hold punches back. He's a pretty tough customer. I know when he was in power in Queensland, he was pretty full on. And so I don't know what a Liberal Democratic Party will do. If, for example, Jason, we had a big win for UAP, One Nation and the Liberal Dems, and this went up against the Labor and Liberals, what's your idea here? What would you give us here? Because you've been in politics for years there.
Yeah, so Adam, you're going to end up with the red or blue team. It's as simple as that. I mean, oh, geez, I hope to sit here on Monday, and I'll get on board with you on Monday, even Sunday, if the independents get up. You, at best, you'll have the independents on the crossbench forming government with Labor or Liberal, okay? You'll never get more than that happening. Right? Reason being is most people got jabbed and willing so because they're sheep. So the sheep will still – the sheep are still the masses. So the masses will still make sure there's a red or blue in because that's what they believe in. If they didn't believe in that, you wouldn't have marches of 100,000 people. You'd have a million people at every march every weekend, but that's just not the case. So the masses will just go with the blue or the red because it's easier. They're in the matrix. It's easy to stay in the matrix.
If I'm looking at Canberra, Jason, I was saying this last night, there was a million people there, and there's been some articles come out, I think one in The Spectator, and they had a big, massive survey, and I think the Australian did as well. And there's a big push. There's a big shift towards UAP and One Nation. And these Dems are, you know, more than we've ever seen before. And if you look at all around the country, the amount of people, yeah, unfortunately, you're right there with the millions, the bulk. But, you know, there has been millions and millions of people turn up to the protest that are just over it. And I think they're going to go with these three, which is a good sign. But as you said, it's not the millions. It's not the 20 million we need. It's 5 million, for example. Adam, but it's better than what we've had before anyway, at least. But the sheep, as you said, yes, the sheep, they just can't move on until they're being put in concentration camps and shot in the head.
Yeah. Remember, Adam, in every country around the world, bar one, I can't remember which one it was, the current party got back in, whether it be a state election or a federal election. Now, whether or not there's more than one that I'm not aware of, that maybe a few more did change hands, the bottom line is actually South Korea had changed hands, so make that probably two. Just remember, it changed the other major party. At best on the weekend, we'll get one of the major parties having to form government with two or three independents, or in Labor's case, just probably Labor and the Greens, probably not needing an independent. The Liberal Nationals might need the independents, but that's the best we're going to get.
What does this say, Jason, about the next year, the next 3 years, though? You know, if we can make that little change now, you know, could we be looking at maybe the next election in 3 years getting rid of the Liberal or the Labor Party, or you reckon they're always going to be there?
I reckon, unless a revolution happens, I mean a serious revolution, and look, it could happen by 2024 if everyone starts dropping from the jabs. If that happens where people just go, what the fuck's really going on here? We're awake. Unless that happens, just keep voting for red or blue. It really doesn't matter. I mean, you know, like, and I'll tell you what, we've got a highway up here, 2-lane highway that should be four 20 years ago, right? And 20 years ago, they did change what needed for 20 years before that, a section from 2 lanes to 3 lanes. Like, that's fucking fantastic. And now we've got this massive growth in Southeast Queensland, especially in the corridor of Sunshine Coast down to Caboolture. And they've got these massive roadworks going on, right? And they've gone from, get ready for it, from 2 lanes to, drum roll, 3 lanes. It's like, are you serious? So it doesn't matter what party you put in. And then they go, oh, we haven't got the money. You've got the money. The money is, you can put on the Australian credit card, be paid off in perpetuity as per section 51.1 of the Constitution. Why do we borrow money from another country who only prints it at a magical thin air that we then pay interest on? That makes no sense. All right. So why go from two lanes to three lanes when that desperately needs to be four lanes 20 years ago? This is a joke. It's just mockery. Absolute mockery. They just don't give a rat's ass. And they've given out so much COVID money, like ridiculous. And this NDIS, so people, we've got the National Disability Insurance Scheme, and it is a joke. My wife works in it. She's got these people who get hundreds of thousands of dollars depending on their disability. And I'm speaking to a guy at the gym the other day. He goes, yeah, I think I'm getting about, I think it's $143,000 I get per year. I'm thinking, for what? You're standing here talking to me at the gym. You're overweight by 200 kilos. So you're getting money because you're overweight, because you've got a bit of a psychological problem. But you're standing here every time I see him at the gym. I have a conversation with the guy. Like, he's just like a normal guy. Gets $143,000 from this absolutely unbelievable scheme. Where's that money coming from? Where? We're talking $20 billion a year. No. Where is it coming from? And it's a joke. What the wife tells me when they come home, oh, this lady's got this much, this guy's got this much. Like, what the freak? Unbelievable. They can do whatever they want. These roads, just anything. They can just build them and build them first class for the 50 years ahead rather than being 50 years behind. It's just a joke. It's just constant mockery.
It's unbelievable. And it's incredible, isn't it? And so the chook, the pallet chook up your way, she looks a bit flustered. She looks a bit flustered in Parliament. Could we see some damage done? Could we get rid of her, mate? It would. Oh God, I'd love to see the back of that disgusting cretin. I tell you, I don't think she's too popular in Queensland. Maybe with the zombies, but she just doesn't seem too popular at all, in any way, shape, or form with what she's done. I mean, really, with the border thing, that really should have done it for most people. You know, stopping people from visiting dying people in hospital and going to funerals and all of that. What a soulless, horrible creature that thing is. Sitting in the Queensland Parliament with that lipstick on, I just want to jump through the screen and just strangle that thing, Jason. She makes me sick. And she's sitting up there on top of her little pyramid with all that money. And I can't believe that people aren't tearing that building down. You know, dragging this thing out by her feet. This is what might need to happen. Because you know what, as I said, I think Daniel Andrews, if you look at France has gone through, you look at everything they've gone through and what this mongrel did, he's voted himself back in. They just put him back in, of course, because it's all the, you know, the IMF and the WHO and all the big backers. Same with Trudeau. There wasn't even an election. And I feel like at least in Australia we have an election where we can actually go and vote. They didn't get anything over there. But Daniel Andrews obviously has very powerful backers, and he's not even started yet. I think they're going to put him back in power this year, and I don't think there's going to be a choice. Everything has gone his way. And from what I hear, nobody will stand up against him. He's a dictator. They're all petrified of him. And he has the sledgehammer, and he's taking it to the state of Victoria. One hit at a time, one blow at a time, and nobody can stop him. Nobody can stop him. So I think he's going to get put back into power this year. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. Apparently, the UAP is going to do very, very well in Victoria. We'll see, but we'll see how that translates. Who are you voting for on Saturday? Who are you going for?
I'm probably just going to get myself marked off because it just doesn't matter. And, you know, one vote. You know, look, some electorates do come down to just a handful of votes. But this electorate here, it will definitely be blue or red. There's no ifs, buts, or maybes. And I don't give a rat's ass who's in. And my one vote, I couldn't give a fuck. And if that's, you know, if somebody goes, oh, you got to vote, you got to put something in. No, I don't. Don't tell me what to do. And, you do what you want to do. I'll do what I want to do because I know what the outcome's going to be regardless of what I do and regardless of what you do because there's too many masses. And this seat here isn't a seat that will go to an independent. So if it was, I may take the chance of going and voting for the independent, but there is no way in hell on earth that this electorate is going to go anything but blue or red. Simple as that. So what's the point? You know, I'm just going to go get myself marked off just so I don't have that copper fine.
So the bulk of Australian people are still stuck in the red and blue vicious circle.
Yeah.
And love it, by the way.
And Adam,
they love it. They love the tyranny. Love tyranny.
Yeah, they love tyranny.
Australians love tyranny straight up the rectum.
And Adam, remember, the WA election, and to my point, your vote really doesn't matter if you're a woke person, is because there's enough dumbass and retarded fucks that'll vote the red and blue back in. And WA is my point in case. Case in point is that they went from the three or four major parties increased the vote to 91%. The independent vote went back from 13 to 9%. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a shitload of retarded fucks.
That's right. I still hear that. You can imagine the hatred for Daniel Andrews in Victoria. And I've spoken to some people down there. I actually have an old friend who's been down there since the late 90s and follows us here and everything. And he said, you know, he goes to the protests and everything. So there's, you know, obviously Andrews, wherever he goes, he has to have a police presence around him. You know what I mean? He knows he's hated by a lot of people. But with the protests in Melbourne, we never saw 1 million people. And there's, what, 7 million people? Or what is it? I don't know what the population, you know, 6 or 7 million people. So, there's, you know, you're basically 4 or 5 million people in and around the city of Melbourne did nothing. And so he said, yeah, unfortunately, it just seems to be so many people actually still support that man. They actually support him. And people overseas who are looking at Australia are scratching their head in disbelief. They're like, why do Australians love being fucked up the ass so hard? Why do they love it so much? And we just sit here in Australia, you and I and our listeners and everyone who's on our side, and we just think, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have any answers for you. I don't know why the Australian people love copping it so bad. And they love being sodomized. And they love tyranny and losing all their rights and getting jabbed and having their health destroyed and the health of their children destroyed and thrown in a hole and spat on. Yeah. They'll get up and do it again lifetime after lifetime. They fucking love it. They can't get enough. They love it. They love it. And so we're not going to expect anything else this year but the stupid, brain-dead zombie mobs to go out and vote for blue and red, of course. On our team, we just hope that we could force through some kind of change here because we're just looking for ways to navigate and avenues. You know, and even if they do sign over this treaty to the WHO, we still have to say get fucked, you know. I'm not getting your jabs. Put me in a camp. Do whatever you want to. I'm not doing it. But the thing is, as I always say, Jason, these retarded, stupid, fucking zombie idiots, they're going to drag all of us down with them. And then when that happens and the shit really hits the fan, and I mean it really hits the fan and stuff gets nasty, they're going to go, I didn't vote for this. What happened? And, you know, and then they're going to go banana. Then they're going to panic. It's just the way that it is. And, you know, we're going to be saying, I told you so, but boy, it's frustrating. Boy, it's frustrating. And just on the election thing as well, before we go quickly, Jason, what we have now around Sydney is we have all these independents who are actually Labor. So they're absolutely everywhere. And one of them is Zali Steggall. These useless fucking morons around Manly on the northern beaches of Sydney that do nothing. I have never seen, heard of this woman ever in the last 3 years. All she would do is go to the local mall and slurp down a cappuccino. This woman does nothing. You know what she wants to do? She wants to put wind farms on Manly Beach. Like so what these independents are, and Craig Kelly did say this, I'll give him that. He said they're fake independents. And so what's happening is, yeah, a lot of these families and rich families around and people, they're probably disillusioned with the red and the blue guys. And I think a lot of them are going to vote independents. But these people are not independents. They're everywhere, Jason. Dr. Sophie. This woman called Dr. Sophie, who's just a Labor person, they've got trucks driving around with her image on there. Everywhere you go, she's got more money spending out than Clive Palmer. And I'm like, I've never seen this person in my life, but they're all Labor. But what these people represent is the new green agenda, the new global great reset, World Health Organization, WHO, United Nations green agenda, right? Communism. the next part of the plan. That's what these independents represent, and I think there's going to be a big shift to them, not the independents that we need in. It's going to be a shift to these other independents because they're talking about the climate which is going to sucker punch the dumb masses.
Yeah,
and you know what? I think this is going to play into their hands because maybe they don't mind that the old ScoMos and that go out as these new climate kind of parties come in, you know, and take charge of our government. So it's going to be either way, we're screwed.
We are screwed either way. And the Labor are big on climate change stuff.
Yes,
again,
big.
Climate change is a crock of shit. So you watch if Labor get in, which I'm predicting they will, is they will drive this hard and it will get nasty. It will soak up a lot of our own dollars. There'll be new taxes. Prices will rise on things. You just wait for what they will do with climate change because they're the experts on the climate change of implementing it.
Look what they did with COVID. Imagine climate change.
You
won't be able to take a pee in the morning, Jason. No. You'll be getting taxed for it.
I think depending on when the election gets wrapped up, we'll do a decode of it and what it all means the day after. So if it's
Are you going to watch it? Like, do you watch it to decode or you just turn it off?
Oh, no. I watch the numbers roll through the night. Like, I'll just
have
it on or just check it every so often. You know, counting won't start until WA's 2 hours behind us. So counting won't start till 8 p.m. at night on the eastern coast, on the east coast. So we're not really going to know much till about at least 10 p.m. I reckon we'll know something before we go to bed. It'll be a late night, but I reckon that Labor is going to scream it in.
So you're calling a massive Labor Albanese win?
Yep.
All right. Wow. I thought maybe they're just going to get ScoMo back in.
I think they've played ScoMo well in regards to it's not my job, it's not my job campaign. And I just think it's time for change.
Yeah, I know nothing.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Manuel in Fawlty Towers? I know nothing.
That's it.
He'll disappear, won't he, in the bushes. He'll disappear and they'll bring the red in, the Labor guy back in. The Aussies love it. Yeah, it's funny times.
Mm.
Interesting times anyway. Yeah, we'll do a breakdown. We'll do a breakdown and make fun of it and have a look at the numbers and see what happened there. It's kind of interesting to watch, isn't it, as it's all being fed through and the, you know, the shills up there on the desk and the bickering and all the show of it and the theatre. It's funny times.
It's
a really interesting thing to watch. But all good, buddy.
Mate, good chatting.
Covered a lot today.
8 weeks.
Yeah, I know. Good to chat with you again. How's everything in Queensland? Everything kind of back to normal, pretty much?
Yeah.
Nothing, no restrictions or anything?
No restrictions except for in anything that's health-related, which includes chemists. So chemists, hospitals, and would you believe it, eyewear. So we went to Specsavers the other day for the wife, and I said, why have you guys got your mask on? And they go, oh, we're now classed as healthcare.
Oh, my God, I've noticed that too, yeah.
Shit.
How sneaky is that?
Yeah, so that's the only thing we got going up here. And other than that, we did get smashed heavy like you did with rain for the last week and a half, 2 weeks. Our yard, our acreage is just absolutely soaking.
Yeah, it doesn't dry, does it? It just doesn't dry.
Just absolutely drenched, yep.
Yeah, it's crazy. You can't mow or clean or anything. It's just mud everywhere. Yeah,
well, actually, I just mowed where the backyard where the dogs are in this little probably 100 square meter, probably 200 square meters area, and it was just moldy. It was not so much mold. Yeah, a bit of mold green slime, and it was just wet underfoot. Oh, it was just yuck. Yeah, and that's even got a bit of a fall on it too. Ugh. Terrible.
Yeah, I know. All good, buddy. Great chatting with you. I'll keep in touch on the messenger as we move towards the weekend. We'll plug in whenever you have the time after this to break it down.
Mate, weekly from now on.
Australian election. Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. We went a little bit longer today. We normally like to do half an hour, but had a bit to discuss today. All good. So take care, buddy.
Yeah,
and we'll be back again soon.
Peace out, mate.